Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. I'm very pleased to say, joined by an old friend and much admired colleague. He is Itamar Marcus. He is the founder and president of a terrific organization based in Israel called Palestinian Media Watch. He is truly an extraordinary resource on one of the issues that has featured prominently, including last week in conversations between President Trump and Mahmoud Abbas, the president apparently in perpetuity of the Palestinian Authority, about a question that Palestinian Media Watch has done more than anyone else to document and warn of, namely incitement as official state policy in the Palestinian Authority, notably but not exclusively in the schools and among the population more generally. We've asked Itamar to join us to talk a bit about the conversation Donald Trump had with the Palestinian leader, as he's called, and what we should make of where we are on this issue of incitement and where we should go from here. Itamar Marcus, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. It's so good to have you.
Oh, thanks. Always great to be with you, Frank.
So the president made a priority of ending this incitement in the course of the campaign. I trust that you were gratified by that. Am I right?
Yes. This is something that we've been pointing out for years, and I just might introduce this by saying that the word incitement does not do justice for the severity of what we're talking about, the totality of the messaging we're talking about. When the Palestinian Authority names schools after terrorists, including three schools after the terrorists who murdered 37 civilians in a bus hijacking. They've got four schools named after Salah Khalaf, who planned the Olympic massacre of Israelis. These are arch terrorists, mass murderers, and children are going to schools named after them. So here we're talking about something as simple as the naming of schools, and we're realizing how it's impacting on a whole generation of Palestinian children.
I just wanted to get your reaction to a comment that President Abbas made to President Trump in the Oval Office. Quote, "I affirm to you that we are raising our youth, our children, and grandchildren in a culture of peace." How did you hear that comment by Abbas, and how should the rest of us think about it?
Well, that statement by Abbas that he's raising children toward peace is a total lie. We immediately released actually a video that people can see on our website, where we put a medley of different messages on all to children on Palestinian television, and most of them from children. And they include children reciting poems, Jews are monkeys and pigs, Jews are enemy of Zion is Satan with a tail, and many other examples like this, where the enemies of Allah, the Jews, the Zionists raped the women in the city squares. These are all children on children's programs, and in most cases afterwards, the moderator gives a bravo, bravo, bravo. Some of these we've heard as much as 5 and 6 times on different children's programs.
And one of the other pieces of this, if I'm not mistaken, Itamar, is that the sort of frequent refrain is these children are being encouraged to actually kill themselves to advance this jihad against the Jews. Am I right?
Absolutely. There's this concept in Islam, shahada, dying for Allah. And the Palestinian Authority for many, many years has been promoting this for its adults, and they also promote it for their children. And even this year, 2017, even in the last few weeks, we've had children on TV glorifying this desire for death.
Yeah. And to some extent, at least, as I understand it, Itamar, we have been complicit in this insofar as we are continuing as Americans and taxpayers, for that matter, in the funding of the Palestinian Authority. When you hear Abbas making this comment, should we ascribe this simply to the well-honed tradition of takiyah on the part of sort of Sharia supremacists that they can say anything that advances the faith? They can lie, especially to infidels. Or is there something even more sinister at work here insofar as this is a kind of classic subterfuge in terms of, deluding the United States government into continuing to treat the Palestinians as partners for peace and people with whom we can safely make investments, including tax dollars?
Well, you're absolutely right. And I think since the establishment of the Palestinian Authority from the days of Yasser Arafat, there have been two messages, two different messages. One is the English language message from Arafat. It continued under Abbas. It is peaceful. It's we are victims. All we want is a little bit of land. The message to their own people is that it has nothing to do with land or very little to do with land. It has to do with the essence of the evil of the Jewish people. And I'll just give you one simple quote. Just not so long ago, the person who Mahmoud Abbas appointed as his personal advisor on Islam and head of the religious courts, the Sharia courts for the Palestinian Authority, his name is Mahmoud al-Habash, said on television, "This conflict here in Palestine is not new. It's the historic conflict between good versus evil, truth versus falsehood, and falsehood and evil," meaning what the Jews represent, "have been connected and aligned with the devil and Satan, and therefore," he says, "Israel is Satan's project." And he says, "This is the conflict. It's Satan." So when you've got the most important religious leader and confidant of Mahmoud Abbas telling his people that this, that the problem is because Israel is Satan and allied with Satan, well, there is nothing that we can ever do. There's no land that we can give. There's no gesture that we can ever make other than to leave and disappear that would satisfy a resolution of that problem. And this is the danger. It's much, much worse than incitement. This is an indoctrination to hatred and demonization.
Right. Itamar, in part, I think, on the basis of this assurance by Mahmoud Abbas in his visit to the president, Mr. Trump expressed some heightened confidence, it seemed, in his ability to achieve what has eluded his predecessors quite consistently, namely a Middle East peace. I think he actually went so far as to say it's going to be easier than some people think. If you were advising the president, what would you tell him about dealing with Mahmoud Abbas and, you know, most especially the necessary preconditions for there to actually be a peace worthy of the name?
First of all, he's got to try to achieve peace and not try to achieve a peace agreement, a peace treaty. A peace treaty is easy. It's been elusive up till now, but it's a lot easier than getting real peace. And real peace will never happen until the Palestinian Authority prepare their people for peace. What's needed now is a peace education process for the next few years, long before we get to a peace process, a technical peace process of signing an agreement. If I'll give an extra special warning, if Mahmoud Abbas were to sign a peace deal with Israel this year and Israel were to withdraw to any territory resembling the 1967 ceasefire lines, the pre-1967 ceasefire lines, Israel would be in mortal danger for a number of reasons. One, every missile, every homemade missile that will be made in basements all throughout the West Bank will end up on the airport, which is just a few kilometers away. And that would isolate Israel from the rest of the world immediately. No insurance companies are gonna cover the cost. So Israel could be destroyed economically without very much effort. And I would say something even beyond that. Even if Mahmoud Abbas is sincere, even if he is, and I don't believe it for a second because I see what he tells his people and his children, but even if he were sincere about peace with Israel, I would say within one election cycle or two, Hamas would be elected for sure, and they would throw out the entire deal. So whatever happens, if we have a peace deal now with the people the way they are today, Hamas will be elected, by the way, the same way they were elected.
Itamar, I'm afraid we are hard out of time. So much more to talk about. I hope you'll come back to us very soon with further insights into the truth about what's going on here. Itamar, thank you for the terrific work you do. Keep it up. Come back to us soon. I hope the rest of you will do the same tomorrow, same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.